Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Hi, this is Lynn, and welcome back to the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. Today, we're going to dive into another sensitive topic. It's the topic of anger and even fury and rage after enduring narcissistic abuse. You wake up and you discover what you've been through, and the rage at times internally can be so overbearing and so hard to feel that you may not know what to do or how to handle it. Today, we're going to dive in. We're going to talk about it. Now, if you have just woken up, and I don't like using that term woken up because it's overused in our society now, and I believe it's probably even taken out of context, but I'm going to use the word anyway. So if you have just woken up and you realize the mess you are in, and you have fury and rage and anger boiling inside of you, I'm just going to say here and now, it's okay. Not in a way to pacify the situation, but it's a totally understandable and a justifiable feeling to face and have. And here's why. When you endure narcissistic abuse, not only is it an insidious crime against you as a person, but your anger is completely justified. You were wronged on so many levels. Boundaries were crossed. And I'll even say it's good to have that anger. And we'll talk about that here in this episode. I also want to draw your attention to an article that I wrote on our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com. If you go up in the search bar and drill down, put in the search bar, stages of grief and loss after narcissistic abuse. 7 stages. And one of those stages is anger, right? So go ahead, read that article. This episode, there's also an article written on our website. Again, it's movingforwardafterabuse.com. If you put anger up in the subject, it will draw you to this article. But I was angry myself for a long time after enduring narcissistic abuse. And it wasn't just a one-time event, or I wasn't just angry for 1 week, right? There are stages of recovery when you go through narcissistic abuse. And you may go in and out of stages, right? The healing path is not linear. It's not just putting one foot in front of the other and you go down this path and then you complete it, all 7 stages, and then you're boom, healed. It does not work like that, right? This anger, this fury, this internal rage can stay for quite some time. And what's also important to note here is that everyone's situation is different, uniquely different, right? Even if 2 people have endured narcissistic abuse, their paths to recovery is going to be completely different. So this message today may not apply to everyone's situation. I have spoke with people that after their situation with whomever was done, they felt the freedom and they just moved on and they did not go through the 7 stages of healing and recovery after narcissistic abuse, right? So if you don't have anger, great, right? It's not a required step to go through. But let's dive in a little bit further. So anger is when someone who you have trusted oversteps a boundary you have placed, or even if you didn't place it, it's when they overstep on a common courtesy or an area where common human respect and decency should have been applied to you. but it wasn't. It could have been a one-time event, or it could have been several events, or could have been 100 times, but it should have never happened once. And if you're in a relationship with a narcissist, what's worse in the situation is that they do not have empathy, right? So they will never understand nor be able to see things from your perspective ever. And it's futile to even try. And to add salt to the wound, they will use incredible and demeaning tactics against you to cause even more flame to the fire, such as gaslighting, blame shifting, and even more love bombing, redirection, distraction, forgetfulness on purpose. It's insanely maddening if you've been in a relationship with a narcissist. So the events that you've endured may have caused trauma. They may have put you in a place of fight or flight. They may have caused you to be hypervigilant and or started complex PTSD to occur in your life. You have every reason to be angry, right? It's justified. So you are allowed to have anger. You don't have to bury it underneath the rug. You don't have to just hold it in. And a side note, I also have another article on our website, 10 reasons or 10 ways, 10 alternate healing modalities, right? To heal from narcissistic abuse trauma. So go on our website, find that article and read it. But anger in itself is not bad. This again means that a boundary has been crossed. It could be one time, it could have been 1,000 times, but someone jumped over into your personal yard and did something or some things that caused you to have this reaction. Again, it's absolutely okay. And also, you don't have to be afraid to say that you're angry, right? Our society has conditioned us to never say we're angry. We can't voice it. It's kind of like one of those taboo things in society. Never say you're angry. Just shove it under the rug and just put a smile on your face and act like everything's okay. And I'm telling you here and now, it is absolutely okay to be angry. And here's why. It's a true and it's a genuine emotion that signals to you that something is not right. Something is off and it warrants your attention. You may have been angry for years. And when you go through the healing stages of narcissistic abuse, this anger can surface to a head. It can make you feel uncomfortable for a time because you may not have the tools or the knowledge or even the validation from another human that your anger is justified. Now, another thing that I'm learning about on the side is somatic healing. I am in Mexico right now, and there's a lot of healing alternate healing modalities that go on, right? Somatic healing, if you've never heard of it, I want you to look it up. We do have an article, several articles on our website, all about somatic healing and how trauma is stored sometimes for women in our hips, right? So go there, take a listen to that article, and drop a comment on there if it's been beneficial for you. But getting back to the anger, maybe it stemmed from being lied to. And again, not just once, it could have been a new discovery that you realized you have been lied to for years or maybe decades. Maybe it was not even a relationship situation where somebody lied to you. This can be widespread. It could be from a large organization that has lied to you. It could be from a corporate organization, could be a religious organization that caused emotional trauma as you unpack the beliefs and what they taught to you. It could be from also, yes, a devastating and a controlling relationship. There can be a variety of reasons for the anger. And again, what's important to note is that there is depth in this type of anger. And what is at the core of this anger is betrayal. Betrayal is the core. It's the core of narcissistic abuse. You were betrayed by those who were supposed to have your back, people who were supposed to support you. Betrayal is a painful emotional hurt, and it's okay to feel the surge of anger and this rage as you sort through and unpack the depth of what has occurred. Two, this journey to unpack it works within your timeline. right? There's no rush. You don't have to deal with the anger in one day. You don't have to go resolve it tomorrow. It is a process, right? There is no rush. You can go fast or as slow, however you wish to go. But betrayal impacts the heart and soul of a person, and it cuts deep. And there are several sources of this anger and betrayal that I want to talk about here further, right? We're going to dive in. We're going to go a little bit further on the betrayal aspect. So a lot of people who are survivors of narcissistic abuse often feel deeply betrayed by the person that they trusted or loved. Narcissistic abusers, as you know, can be charming individuals, they can be affectionate, they can love bomb, but as their abusive patterns unfold, survivors realize that they see now how manipulative, how deceitful the nature of the relationship was. And their eyes become open and they start to see things they never saw before. And as you see things that you never saw before, this is when that anger and fury can rise up. Next, emotional invalidation. You might be angry if you were with somebody who was a narcissistic abuser, somebody who exhibited narcissistic traits over a long period of time, because they were skilled at gaslighting you. They were skilled at dismissing your emotions and experiences. And this invalidation can lead to self-doubt. And again, this internalized anger. Another reason to feel the anger and fury after narcissistic abuse when you have come to realize the situation and the depth of what you're in could be due to being silenced, right? Being silenced, either by not having your partner listen to you or empathize with you, or they give you feedback and just say you're crazy, or they stonewall you, or they ignore you, is one of the most hurtful ways to treat another human. I have a video on our YouTube channel called Why the Narcissist Ignores You. Go take a listen to that video. Wake the Elephant YouTube channel. Okay. If you are indirectly encouraged to be silent about your experiences, this may start that anger to be birthed inside of you, which may turn into rage later on. And when this rage and this anger is internalized and starts to fester inside of you for an extended period of time, it can turn into autoimmune disorders, right? There's a connection within the body. So we must find a way to share our experiences and pop this anger balloon so that we let this anger out in a controlled and healthful way so that it does not fester inside of us, right? There are ways to release the anger so that it does not fester inside. We can slowly let it out, right? And it takes time. But this anger is key to learning about ourselves, what we tolerate, and how we will handle relationships in the future. We might learn that we need to shift things, right? We may start to learn, for example, that we don't always have to put others first and us last, right? We don't have to be silenced per se. We can start to learn to say no to things that will take from us, so that we can move forward and make the best and the right decisions for us. And others may have to reshift, and they may have to learn a new way and how they handle us. Next, let's talk about loss of self-worth. When you go through narcissistic abuse trauma, it has an impact on your mental health status. And one of those impacts is the loss, degradation of your self-worth. Right? And this happens over time. And that's why it takes a while to rebuild yourself and who you are. Narcissistic abuse, it can erode your self-esteem, your self-confidence. You may feel angry, right? For allowing the abuse to happen, even though it was not your fault. Next, you might be angry because you might feel powerless in your situation, right? Narcissistic abusers often exert control and dominance over their victims, leaving people to feel powerless and unable to assert themselves. So this powerlessness can make you feel that you have no way out, that you can't control your situation, and this can rise up anger within you. And it's totally justified. Sometimes after leaving a narcissist, victims slash survivors end up having to start their whole life over. And that's a very justifiable reason to feel anger. It's okay. And at the same time as you may be feeling this anger, you may also be feeling grief and loss, deep grief and loss at the same time, right? So recovering from narcissistic abuse is a deep process. Next, let's talk about isolation, right? A lot of times a narcissist or somebody who exhibits narcissistic traits will isolate their victims. They pull them away from friends and family. They move, for example, out into the country. They control the friendships, the relationships that their victim has, right? Leaving them alone, leaving them isolated. And that's another reason for anger to be birthed inside of you, because you may feel that you are absolutely alone, have no one to support you. And third, a lot of times people won't even believe the story that you tell them, right? And again, it's totally justifiable. There are many reasons to feel the anger and fury after narcissistic abuse. And the healing journey is an introspective path. You look inside and you begin to morph and change into a different person as you go through the stages, right? You learn about yourself, what you can tolerate, what you won't tolerate in the future, how to handle strong emotions, how not to put up with XYZ anymore, how to move on, right? And it's not a one-day event. And I say if you're willing to go down the path, because some people who go through narcissistic abuse are not willing to go down the healing path because it opens up so much emotion. So much has been inside. There may be repressed emotions, right? Things you don't want to deal with because it's too heavy, too deep, and you may not have the tools necessarily to know how to handle it, right? So we've got over 125 articles on our website. Use the search bar, go in there and dive in to the information that we have available and dive into our YouTube channel. But when we do go through it, right? It's such a bold statement that I'm about to make, so I kind of want to soften it. But the healing path can absolutely change the trajectory of your life. It's bold, right? Once we do the healing work, a lot of times we see relationships completely different. But we always have the option. We can go back to our old patterns, or we can create new patterns going forward, new pathways, new thoughts, new attitudes, and we can slowly turn this wheel and shift things for us going forward. So my heart is with you as you are going through the stages of narcissistic abuse. My thoughts are with you as you have this anger, this fury, this rage perhaps inside of you, and as you are learning how to deal with it, the tools, the resources. So my heart is absolutely with you. And this is Lynn. And signing off for now, this is the Moving Forward with Hope podcast, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.